I just wanted to clarify a little more to the EU delegation, this article, and to affirm that the EU peasants and the peasants all around Europe need the right to land just as much as peasants in the other regions of the world. The facts and figures show that European policies and practices have not managed to ensure a sustainable and equitable use of this crucial resource. Because facts that were presented in the European Parliament show a tremendous disparity. Figures from 2010 show that in the 28 EU member states, only 3% of the farms already control 50% of the land used for farming purposes, while in contrast, in 2012, 80% of the farms had the use of only 12% of the farmland, which points to the fact that the level of concentration of farmland in Europe is similar to the unequal distribution of land ownership in countries from other regions of the world where this is a highly problematic issue. To state that agricultural land is not an ordinary traded good, as soil is non-renewable, and its access, having access to it is a human right, and we're not talking about a new human right. There was made available for all the participants in the open-ended working group a list of agreed language that points that there is a sustainable base for developing the right to land. And I'd like to remind here that the fact that there is an increasing number of infringement procedures against member states of the EU. Which the EU Commission has already launched, and there are more underway, infringement procedures on new protectionist laws on land, which show that there is a problem, and which show that this needs to be treated seriously as a right and not as an access or otherwise. Thank you so much.